WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and I'm excited today to bring you Ernest BJ Beaver, who is a workforce talent manager for Partnership Grand Strand, the community growth foundation of the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. And in this role, BJ is instrumental in enhancing the region's labor force by fostering partnerships with local employers, schools, and nonprofits to launch workforce development and career pathway initiatives. Now, I came to know about BJ from my interview right here on the Humanity of Sales with Melissa Bilka of Britain Resorts. And so this is how this works, right? We make connections, we look to serve and help each other, and in so doing, we all benefit. That's part of the humanity of sales. So welcome, BJ. How are you today?
I'm good, Heather. Thank you so much for having me on the show and excited to talk about Partnership Grand Strand and what we have going on in the community.
Yeah, you're doing some amazing things. Now, I do want to ask you a bunch of questions about Partnership Grand Strand. But before we do, I want to go back for a moment and just have the listeners learn a little bit more about you. So you had spent some time serving as the manager of academics and career services at Miller Mott College in Conway. What did you learn there that you've now taken into Partnership Grand Strand?
That's a great question. So, you know, I worked at Miller Mott College for roughly 10 years, and in serving in academia, obviously, it's a little bit different than serving the general public or, you know, traditional business, if that makes sense. But one of the things that I learned that I carry into my work now is the compassionate piece and being compassionate, because when you're working in higher education, you know, you have students come to you from all walks of life. Just like out in the business world, you have business owners and you have, you know, different community partners that come from all walks of life. So you have to be willing to be flexible and work with people and really listen more than you talk, if that makes sense. That way you can kind of assess the problem and offer a valuable solution.
That's an excellent takeaway that translates definitely through academia and the business world. And it's a prime part of the humanity of sales, right? If we are looking to serve, we want to understand what the other person needs and wants. And you do that by listening and asking good questions, not by talking all the time, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, so tell us, for anyone who is listening right now and doesn't really know what Partnership Grand Strand does, just give us a little overview, please.
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned before in the intro, you know, we are the community foundation that was created by the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce. And we have a group of local businesses that support our initiatives. And really, our goal is to accelerate the prosperity in the Grand Strand. And, you know, one may say, well, how in the world do you do that? That's such a broad mission statement. We focus on four areas in our community. We focus on workforce development, our talent pillar, if you will, prosperity, which is our next pillar, which is business development, retention, and growth in our community. So supporting our small businesses, public policy, and infrastructure. So those critical pieces that really make the residential life better in our community, as well as for businesses as well. So we are engaged in policy to that degree. And then last would be our place pillar, which I know a lot of folks may or may not be familiar with the redevelopment of downtown Myrtle Beach, and trying to, you know, really just make that a great place for our residential community. So we have a small role that we play in developing that. So again, our goal is to make the Grand Strand a better place for all of us to live at the end of the day.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, it's so helpful to have real clarity. I like the pillars. It's super clear about what you do, and it helps you to be able to take right actions that go toward the bigger purpose, the mission of what you're looking to accomplish, right? And I would recommend for any business folks out there who are listening to run your business in the same way, to be very clear about your why, to be very clear about what you're looking to accomplish, to be very clear about what you offer, how you differentiate, how you serve. So thank you for helping people to better understand that. Now, you have a couple of interesting programs coming up with Partnership Grand Strand, specifically as it relates to workforce development, I believe. Now, before we get into talking about those programs, how do you see the work that you do to help with workforce development that can contribute back to the organization in that humanity element, meaning that for me, when I'm thinking about it, now I may be wrong, so I want you to clarify things for me. But when I'm thinking
Sure.
about it, is if you can help a business to attract and retain the best people, then those people are going to do a better job for their customers and will be able to bring more customer loyalty, more profitability into the organization, right? So, is that part of it? Could you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, happy to. So, I mean, just to be very clear, you know, workplace retention is huge in all markets, not just the Grand Strand, right? And to the point you just mentioned, if your employees are happy, your customers will intrinsically be happy, and then hopefully growth and margins increase from that. But I think, you know, in today's day, there's a notion that folks don't want to work. We probably hear a lot about that either at the barbershop or wherever you are socially. No one wants to work, and I don't feel like that's completely the truth. I think that we have, as business owners, as a business community, I think we need to be more aware of what this current generation, current market of employees are looking for, in order to increase your sales team or increase your team in general. So you know, we could talk about that retention piece all day long. There's all types of tips and tricks and things like that, but just to really get to the point about it, is we really need to be in tune with what motivates your employee. And not you can't always give the employee everything they want either. So I want to be clear in saying that doesn't mean, you know, give your employee the world. However, if employers can be a little more strategic in kind of turning the wheels, if you will, on what makes their employees happy, whether it's work-life balance or whatever it may be, that helps increase your retention, which again, hopefully will increase your profits at the end of the day.
Yeah, this is really good and I think very helpful for anyone out there in business. So BJ, you know, I'm thinking back to a previous conversation that you and I had, and we were talking a little bit about the differences in what the generations want and need. And so for anyone listening right now who is looking to hire some of the up and coming generations, maybe the Gen Zs, right? And
Sure.
so and they maybe they just don't know how to create an environment that will help optimize their talents and motivate them. Do you have any suggestions for them?
Absolutely. Just a very easy generic suggestion is if you go on Google and you can Google generations in the workforce, and there's several templates that break down by age group what that generation's traditionally is looking for in an employment opportunity. So when you're talking about Generation Z specifically, those are folks who want to have growth within their company. They want to know, hey, if I start here, is there ability for me to grow? Those are folks who want to contribute kind of early in their career, but also want a strong leader to be able to help lead them. They work together in groups very well. They appreciate diversity. So there's all these little key things that you can use as a business owner, to tweak to make your recruitment tactics, just for lack of better words, more attractive to and retention to Generation Z. So there's guidelines all over the internet of how to do that, and I think you just figure out what your company is able to do, because again, you may not be able to do all of those things based on your industry, but there are little tidbits you can take away to to appeal more towards the generation you're looking for. And, you
Right.
know, really just to share a nugget out there, 40% of the workforce currently is millennials and Generation Z. So you're seeing that become a larger chunk. So we need to be prepared for that. But also, we're seeing that our, you know, let's call it our 40 to 65 year olds, which would be Generation X, if I'm remembering that correctly. But those folks are your largest groups of entrepreneurs. So they're leaving their workforce to start their own business. So if you're looking for that seasoned senior staff member to come into your organization, it may be a little more challenging because they're starting their own thing, which is great. That's what our country's founded on. So, you know, we just have to be very strategic in how we approach talent in general.
BJ, these are excellent suggestions and insights on that. I'll just add one thing based on the research that I did for my book, Finding Humanity, is that I found with the Gen Zs, they're incredibly socially conscious, meaning that when it comes to who they want to work for, they're going to look at the mission, what do they believe in, how are they contributing, all of that plays a part on whether they decide to come and work at that organization. So that's an additional thing to add to your list, but fantastic advice. Now let's get back to, you know what, why don't we do this? Let's cover one of your upcoming programs before our commercial break, and then we'll talk about a couple of the other ones afterward. Okay. So, how about that youth leadership program? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we're still in the building phase of the youth leadership camp, but we're doing this in partnership with Coastal Carolina University. And hopefully, our target audience would be students who attend our local high school. So our rising sophomores, our rising juniors. And the goal of this is to really give them the skills they need to be a leader at home, but also in the workplace. You know, we talk about leadership a lot. And I'm a huge, you know, advocate of leadership in general. However, what's the practical skills that you need to use in the workforce? So we're kind of blending those two together. So our students will be on campus for a 4-day camp, and the goal is to give them those soft skills that we know the business community is very interested in making sure that these students have. And we're also giving them the skills to say, okay, what's available to me here locally? So this plays two roles. We want to develop the talent, but we also want to bring in great speakers within our community to let them know about different opportunities to retain them. So they're not, you know, leaving to go to Greenville, not to say anything wrong with Greenville, but they're not leaving our community. They're staying here so we can continue to build that talent pipeline.
That sounds like an amazing program and right up my alley because I believe very strongly in helping to support the up and coming generations as it relates to leadership and making sure that there's that connection point that we're teaching them the things that they're going to need in the organizations that we have right here. So that's a fantastic program. And I would say, you know, I want your opinion on this. I feel like leadership is an inside out role, meaning, so when I'm
Yes.
working with an individual or an organization, I'm helping the people to discover the self leadership first, like taking responsibility, showing up, accountability, all of those things first, and then also moving into the communication with other team members, with the customers, and all of that. Do you agree with that, or are there some other things you'd like to add to that?
Definitely agree with that. And I think the other thing that we hope to instill in this leadership camp in any youth is really confidence. You know, studies have shown post-COVID, you know, the our current, you know, younger generation suffering from various mental health ailments. And so, you know, that plays a role into their confidence, which trickles into the workplace. So if we can give them the confidence to say, hey, you know, I'm valuable. I have this skill set that I can bring to an employer, and that I'm really ready to contribute to my community, I think that just makes our workforce better as a whole.
Oh, what a fantastic ad. I totally agree with you. Confidence is super important and how it lends itself to being able to think about how I contribute. And we're going to actually, it's a perfect spot to leave to go for a very quick commercial break. Make sure listeners to join us on the other side of the break while we continue the conversation about contribution and some of the other programs that you might want to know about that Partnership Grand Strand is doing. So we'll see you on the other side.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I get the great pleasure today to be speaking with BJ Beaver, who is with Partnership Grand Strand. He's doing a wonderful job as the Workforce Talent Manager. Now, we were talking about, starting to talk about some of the programs that Partnership Grand Strand is doing. We found out about the Youth Leadership Program that's going to be coming up. How about you share with us, BJ, about the local career fairs that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, and I'm really excited about talking about this career fair. So I appreciate you all asking this question. One of the things that we recognize in our community is that there's an abundance of hiring events in our community, almost too many to an extent. We were speaking with an employer a couple weeks ago, and they mentioned, hey, BJ, last year, my team went to 28 different hiring events. And that may not be that's not valuable, but can we make it more effective? You know, one of the things our organization is about is not to take control, but can we convene and can we make things more effective? So to your point of the hiring events, we gathered our partners. We partner with South Carolina Department of Workforce, SC Works, Palmetto Goodwill, Horry Georgetown Tech, our local technical college, Horry County Schools, and a few other folks. And basically what we said is, hey, can we do four large hiring events in our community, one a quarter, and try to mitigate some of these one-offs and really let the employers focus on these four events and hopefully drive the community to these four events. So it's a bit more of a bang for your buck type of experience, if that makes sense. So we're super excited about consolidating those. So we have that going on. There'll be more details to come out, but we're going to be calling that Careers at the Coast. It'll be open for all types of employment. So not just our seasonal hospitality employment, but full-time employment opportunities will be represented there as well. And then we also get into kind of our smaller hiring events. We do our Horry County Schools student summer hiring event to support our local students who are looking for events. In some cases, we have to separate those because when you have high school students competing against adults, that format just doesn't really look the same. So to some degree, we will separate them. But what we're super excited about going back to Careers at the Coast is the first hour of that event is going to be designated for folks who we would identify being in a special population. And so that may be your veterans. That may be someone who's looking for a second chance opportunity. That may be a particular group of college students from one of the universities or Horry Georgetown Tech, whatever it may be. But we're going to identify as a group together who those target audience will be and give them that special opportunity in that first hour. I think that helps push a lot of another initiatives that our partners are working on, whether it is vets, whether it is second chance employment, because those folks can contribute to the workforce as well. So we want to make sure we're being very deliberate in how we do our job hiring events. We don't want to extend them to be all day events because we found that employers get fatigued. So can we get a strong event in 2 or 3 hours and really drive some change and get folks working is what our focus is going to be for 2025.
BJ, this is fantastic. What I'm also hearing is, first of all, I love Careers at the Coast. That's lovely. But what I want to draw your attention to, listeners, is what BJ and the team at Partnership Grand Strand are doing is they're listening. They're listening to their target market, hearing what they're saying about the fatigue, about the going to too many different events. Let's make them more effective, more efficient, and they're making change. And so that directly can translate to anyone listening from any industry right now. Ask your customers, your potential customers, that target market, what they're looking for. What are their biggest pain points? What are the goals that they have? And how can you help them solve it? That I just love that you're doing that. That's fantastic. All right. So, you know, I do want to talk about employer engagement a little bit. So can you speak to that and what you're doing at Partnership Grand Strand?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we've recognized, and we're still working on this actively. So, I could see this could translate to a lot of other markets, but we have 8,000 small businesses in our market. And I think every business owner is hyper-focused on their business and growing it and getting it to the next level and efficiency, like you said before. One of the things that we're recognizing that we can help employers with is being more aware of what's out there. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of opportunities that not just our organization's creating, but the school district, the colleges, there's a lot of great programs out there that employers can get plugged into, but they're just not quite participating. And again, I think it's because they're focusing working in their business versus on their business. And so one of the things we're trying to do is hopefully get employers to take a step back if they can and just kind of consume all the different resources that are out there for them. So we need employer engagement. Quite simply, we need to make sure that our employers are aware of what the school district's doing, what Goodwill's doing, what all of our partners are doing, and we want to cascade that out there. So the message I really want to get across is if you're a business owner, don't be afraid to ask questions and take a step back and just find out what resources are out there for you. Because if you're struggling with workforce, in most communities, there's somebody working on workforce in your community typically. So find out who that person is, get engaged, get plugged in, and find out what those resources really are that can help you grow.
I find that in doing the work that I do with my clients, and in particular in the coaching side of what I do, that's one of the biggest things is that people are going along just doing the next thing, and it's overwhelming with all the different hats that they have to wear, all the different things that they have to do, competing priorities, and they're just barely getting that done. But when they can take that step back, it used to be called, sharpening the saw, right? Take that step back and look at what are some of the tools, what are some of the resources, how can we learn to be better, to grow and be more efficient and effective ourselves, right, as employers. So that's a wonderful opportunity for them to take advantage of what you're doing with Partnership Grand Strand, because you've put it all together for them. You have the tools and the resources so that they don't have to go out searching in 12 different places. They can come to you and get that information, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Excellent. Okay. Now, so I'm going to ask a question about, and you can go whichever way you want with this. So when I'm talking to people and I'm shining a light on an organization as it relates to the humanity of sales, we are usually talking about at least one, sometimes two, sometimes three of these three areas, right? And so that is, how are we creating a better environment for our people? How are we serving our people? We've touched on that. Then it's, how are we exceeding the expectations of our customers? How are we learning and meeting their needs? We could talk about that. And then the third one is, how are we contributing to something bigger, something in the community? How are we doing our part to serve the community as well? So if you had to look at this, I know we touched mostly on that first part, but is there anything that you can think that you'd like to contribute to that conversation in any of those areas?
Yeah, I think I'll hit on the last part about how you're engaging and kind of doing your part as a business owner. I think that, and I'm going to speak specifically at the high school level, because I know Horry County Schools and their Career Technology Education Department is working really hard on giving students real life career opportunities to understand what that career pathway may look like before they graduate. As a business owner, a way you can give back is to engage with the school district and take one of those students, have them intern, have them follow, or and really, you don't have to even do that. You could just go in as a guest speaker and say, "Hey, I'm an entrepreneur. This is what my day-to-day looks like. This is where I gain success." But I think we're at a point in our community where all of our educational partners are saying, "Hey, let's bring in this great community of employers and let them tell the students firsthand what it's like out in the real world." And I think that's really powerful because when I was going through high school and college, we didn't have that opportunity. I graduated and said, "Hey, what am I going to do?" I had to figure it out. And having ability to get that almost mentorship piece, if you will, from a local business about what it's really like in their specific industry is very impactful and very powerful. And that can save that student a lot of money as far as their educational goals. And that could also, you know, as an employer, be an opportunity for you to connect with some really great talent. So if you're in that position where you're looking to give back, I would say that's a great avenue is to engage with the schools and just let the students know what it is to be like in your industry.
That's a wonderful suggestion. And I'll tell you that before moving down to this area, I was part of the school business partnership up in Connecticut. And it was so powerful to look at, getting really creative as to giving the students the full perspective from every angle. We did talk about college, of course, but we also talked about other opportunities with trades. We brought in people from all different industries to speak as well. So what you're suggesting is really a win-win-win. You're helping the students, right? But you're also helping the businesses, right? And ultimately, you're helping yourself because it's incredibly rewarding, right? Don't you find that, like, what you do every day, right?
I fully agree. You know, we did an event a few weeks ago, and it was very similar to what we're talking about, where local businesses got to come together and educate students on their career pathways. And one of the students left and said, "Hey, I really have hope for what I'm going to do in my career right now." What's a better way to go to bed knowing like you gave a young person hope for their career pathway in your local community? So it's extremely rewarding, and you know it seems like sometimes it could be a lot as far as your time is concerned, but it's really not. You know, a couple hours here and there, and you're really making an impact in the community.
Yes, I agree completely. Now, this comes naturally to you, BJ, I believe, because you have served as a board director for a father's place, also working with Multiplying Good. You are a member and committee member. You volunteer with certain things like Conway Downtown Alive. So tell us a little bit more about your background and how you like to contribute in some of these areas and what you most learned that you use.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm one of the few and far between that grew up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have a lot of new faces in our community, but growing up here, a lot of my classmates, you know, they've relocated. They've gone elsewhere for better opportunities and so happy for them. But I always had the notion of, wow, can we make our community better that folks said this is the place they want to be? So that's kind of the mindset I've gone into with my volunteerism or my board memberships that I've served on is how can we make an impact to make life better for our residents? So anything that really supports that initiative, I'd love to be a part of. And again, one of the things I learned to answer your question is that there's great resources to plug in our community. You know, if you're a father and you need fatherhood resources, there's a father's place. If you want to, you know, be in downtown Conway and know what's happening with their redevelopment, there's Conway Downtown Alive. There's so many great organizations doing the hard work in our community, and I just want to do my part, you know. But really being able to support those organizations to make our community better is something I'm always passionate about. You can see I'm getting riled up about it, but
Yeah, I love it.
really want to make this place somewhere that, you know, my family, when they're older, they want to be. And, you know, it's just a great place to be in Myrtle Beach. There's not too many places where you have 60 miles of ocean and you can walk outside and see the beach and then go to work and then go back to the beach after work. There's not many folks can say that. They're not blessed to say that. So how can we maximize that opportunity for our community members?
Well, I'm very grateful that you have decided to do that and that all of the work that the folks at Partnership Grand Strand are doing. And so please keep doing what you're doing because this is great work. And if they needed to get in some more information about some of these programs, can you share the website, please?
Absolutely. You can go to partnershipgrandstrand.com and view our website. Majority of our programs are on there. Also, at the bottom of the webpage, there's access for you to register for our newsletter. So you can put your email address in. We send out a newsletter every month about the upcoming programs, as long and with the links to register for those programs. So you can engage that way. Or you can reach me just directly through email at bj.beaver@partnershipgrandstrand.com. So you can engage with us any way you'd like.
Excellent. Thank you again. Thanks to BJ Beaver and everybody over at Partnership Grand Strand. And thank you, all listeners. Make sure to join us back here on Hot Talk 99.5 every Sunday at 10 a.m.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.